DW.
A water basin on the edge of the village Nodorino. 12 people sheltered in the water here for hours before they were rescued by firefighters. Today, a monument serves as a reminder of what happened here. It was personally inaugurated by President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa a year ago. The fires have since become a collective traumatic memory for the people of Portugal. Just a few hundred metres away is the road where 47 people were trapped in or near their cars by the flames. Nobody survived. Even 2 years later, the hills surrounding the village remain bare, save for the sporadic charred tree trunks left behind. For Luís Fontina, the tragedy still resonates in everyday life.
2017
affected many of us. I worked in the construction industry and lost my job because of the fire. For 24 hours, I couldn't reach my daughters. I didn't know where they were or how they were doing. These feelings still affect me, as well as the fear of the fire. But I only lost objects. Other people lost their lives.
E eu estou a falar de perder bens materiais, não é grave. Houve pessoas que perderam a vida.
Luís never wants such a disaster to happen again, and he wants to be part of the solution. So he's enlisting the help of some local animals. Luís now works as a goat herder. The state currently supports 39 herds, a total of 4,900 goats, including Luís's. As it turns out, goats are ideal when it comes to fire prevention.
As cabras são mais rústicas para altitude.
Goats are robust animals. They can also be used at high altitudes. They eat the undergrowth, so they can clean the forest. And you can use them for other things too. You can use their milk to make goat cheese or sell their meat.
Dos cabritos, há toda uma economia que pode ser criada.
An overgrown, poorly maintained forest is essentially tinder just waiting to be ignited by the smallest flame. Lumbered logs or dry twigs act as fire accelerants. Because of the risk, anyone who doesn't clear undergrowth from their land faces severe penalties in Portugal. And the government has increased them since the recent fires. So goats now have a brand new role, effectively serving as vacuum cleaners of the forest.
E uma limpeza numa floresta custa...
If you were to clear a piece of woodland in the conventional way, you'd expect to pay around 400 euros per hectare. Goats are much cheaper, only around 25 euros per hectare. That's a huge difference.
É uma diferença enorme. É uma diferença muito grande.
Luís's goats have already cleared around 20 hectares. In the first year, the state pays him 120 euros for every goat that helps clear the forest. But according to forester and environmental activist Domingos Patacho, using goats as a fire prevention tool is nothing new.
Recuperar um pouco as funções tradicionais que os rebanhos de cabras faziam no interior de Portugal, ou seja,
the goats have the same role in Portugal today as they once did earlier. They are the kind of animals that actually eat everything. They're not very picky. Roaming shepherds used to travel with the goats through the woods to clear them. But today, hardly anyone wants to do this kind of work. The climate's harsh and the pay is bad.
Vão dar mais de 1,000 euros. Epá, as condições são agrestes, também não, porque preferem estar noutra coisa.
The forest fires in this region can also be linked to Portugal's rural exodus. Wild overgrowth isn't uncommon in unpopulated areas. Luís also left for a while, working in England for a few years. But now, with the help of his four-legged firefighters, he wants to make a fresh start in his homeland. He hopes the project will be a success, and anyway, this area could do with some more goats.
DW.